Yellowknife-born Tolicho rapper Shetty Dane is headed to Iqaluit. The 17-year-old, whose real name is Shaden Letts, has spent the last 2 years living in Ottawa, and is hoping his November 3rd trip to the Nunavut capital will inspire his songwriting. "I'm going there for songwriting material," he said. "I want to learn about Iqaluit and what people do there in everyday life. I think I need it, especially for my mental health recently. I'm just looking for a learning experience. I'm looking for new experiences, new writing material, and just a change of scenery, really." Letts is also hoping to connect with other creatives in Iqaluit, and maybe even collaborate on a new track with one of them, if the opportunity arises. "I'm Indigenous, and it will be really cool to be around a lot of Indigenous people for a change," he said. "I'm hoping to find an Indigenous artist to hopefully collaborate with me. There's a mini recording studio there, in Iqaluit. I'm hoping to maybe record a file and then get my producer to put a beat over it. It'd be cool to have a throat singer work with me, or something." Letts isn't sure how long he'll stay in Iqaluit, but it won't be a permanent move. Once he's gotten what he needs from the Nunavut capital, he'll return to Ottawa, at which point he'll finish up his final high school credits at the local urban Aboriginal alternate high school, and resume his music career with the help of the connections he's made in the city. He admits that his life in Ottawa has not been easy. He's experienced issues with other kids, relationship troubles, and more. "A lot of stuff happens in my teen life, as you've probably heard in the music," he said. "It's my outlet. That's why some of the songs are so angry, because my life has just been full of rage recently, frustration, relationship stuff. Music has been a really good outlet for me." While the rapper has had his share of challenges in the nation's capital, he still appreciates the many music-related opportunities that exist in the city. Since arriving in town, he has been working with House of Ensemble, a record label and production company founded in part by Ottawa rap legend City Fidelia. He has released many new tracks with the help of the label, and is particularly proud of some of his recent work. "I'm really happy with my recent song Up, and my EP Can't Come Back, with 2 songs on it," he said. "Those are releases that I've been really proud of." Despite the headway he's been making, Letts knows he has room for improvement. One thing he hopes to get better at is promoting his own work, which is much easier said than done. "I tend to make a song and then something happens in my life that is really big, for me at least, then I kind of forget about it," he said. "That's sort of been all 2024. Lots of struggles. I will start to talk to people about how to promote, because I wasn't raised here, in Ottawa," he continued. "A lot of these Ottawa artists are kids who have grown up here and know everyone. They can just post on their Instagram story and everyone will see. For me, I really have to get to know people. It's frustrating at times, but I know it's part of the process. I'm really trying to learn how to reach it to more people." It's extremely important for Letts to reach people with his music, not just because it could lead to financial success, but because he hopes his songs will help other young people, particularly other Indigenous kids. "People know I'm Indigenous, they know the struggles I have," he said. "Through my songs I talk about things like addiction a lot, and that is huge among Indigenous people, especially with our history. I'm hoping that speaks to somebody. I think it could be used more in my music, and that's another reason why I'm going to Iqaluit. I want to get more immersed in Indigenous culture."